West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, residents living in and around the Villarica neighborhoods of Cleghorn and Darden and their protective family members say they still have little idea how a proposed Mirror Lake connector into downtown will affect the personal property some of their families have lived for decades. And they claim they are getting minimal help or information from the city manager's office, leaving them feeling anxious, disrespected, and concerned for their families' futures.
We, as the property owners, we want better communication. Yes, we want clarity, but we want our rights to be respected as homeowners. And right now, our rights are not being respected. People are starting to do things without permission, approaching our properties without giving a verbal permission.
Alita Farmer says vendors claiming to work for the city have begun approaching residents, asking them to, quote, sign off on an easement. But Farmer says residents still have too many questions, and they fear that signing off on anything will strip them of any protections or rights they have as property owners. In July of 2023, then-Mayor Gil McDougall said, quote, since 2017, we've been talking about this road coming through. However, he admitted no actual plan or properties that would be impacted had been identified or confirmed. And residents at that time would have been stuck with rumors only. Here is McDougall at a July City Council meeting.
We don't know where this road is going to lay. And I give you my word, I'll be down there meeting with you and trying to work this out in a way that either impacts you the least as possible, or we get you a sufficient amount of money for your property so that you can relocate if that's what it comes down to.
Despite that claim and promise, residents say they still have no understanding how the proposed project will impact them personally. Meanwhile, concerned residents have planned a protest for Thursday in front of Villarica City Hall from 10 a.m. till 4:30. Farmer says the peaceful protest is to let Villarica City Council realize that we will not be mistreated, manipulated, or undermined and treated unfairly regarding our property and homes, and that we are totally against the connecting road from Mirror Lake to downtown Villarica that would cause gentrification of a historically black community. On Tuesday, I invited Villarica City Manager Tom Barber to guest on a WLBB Community Voice program next week, along with members of the community that seemingly would be impacted by the proposed Mirror Lake connector. And Harrelson County taxpayers interested in the Harrelson County Schools District budget for the 2025 fiscal year have 2 weeks to review before the final public hearing and the board's approval on June the 11th. Total revenues and spending for the district's tentative 2025 budget are up over the 2024 budget. Revenues approximately $4.3 million and spending up approximately $4.15 million. The district's unamended FY24 budget listed total expenditures of $51.554 million and $55.705 million for FY25. I'm Colin Worthington.